Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, mom and pop brick and mortar stores hope a Supreme Court ruling brings back former online shoppers, and the entrepreneurial industry growing around legalized marijuana. Those stories after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Everyone has tasks, right? Big and small, that prevent them from being the best versions of themselves. Finn is a high-quality, on-demand assistant that can handle the administrative aspects of life, declutter your to-do list, and keep you focused on what matters most. Thousands of busy people already rely on Finn to handle tasks like scheduling meetings, booking travel, or even more complex jobs. Finn is the perfect personal assistant I never realized I needed, available 24/7, 365. I started using it a few times a week. Then I saw how much time I was saving, and it was a no-brainer. I'm getting back a ton of time to focus on the things that matter. Using Finn is literally putting minutes back in my day. You don't need to spend your time recruiting, training, and managing an assistant. Finn can do it all. On average, Finn can save you 200 hours a year. Try it for free at finn.com/biz. Once you try Finn, you're going to love it. And as a listener of this program, I've arranged for you to try Finn for free at finn.com/biz. Just use my link, finn.com/biz, to try Finn for free. Again, Finn, F-I-N, finn.com/biz. Online shopping is about to get more expensive. The Supreme Court has ruled that states can force online shoppers to pay sales tax. The ruling is a win for states who said they were losing out on billions of dollars annually under a pair of old Supreme Court decisions that impacted online sales tax collection. Small businesses, especially those with brick-and-mortar presence, might say that they were also losing out on money each year. Analysis now from Chanel Davis, sales tax expert with Davis, Davis & Harmon in Dallas. Chanel, your reaction to the decision.
This has been an historic event for sales tax and internet sales tax transactions across the country. This has dated back, Quill versus North Dakota, dated back to 1996. And back in 96, the Supreme Court, back then, made the ruling that in order for a state to require a business to collect sales tax in their jurisdiction, they have to have a physical presence. And they really didn't define what a physical presence was, but states stepped forward and they defined what a physical presence was for all the different 45 states that we have a sales tax. So traditionally, a physical presence is either you have people or property in that state. Mm-hmm. So you have salespeople, employees, some type of, you know, delivery, private delivery service, training services, or a brick and mortar store or a warehouse or a distribution center. Something physically is located in that state, and that compels you to have to register and begin collecting that state sales tax. With the Supreme Court reversed Quill versus North Dakota, which means that the states have another chance to define what a physical presence is, and that is going to actually impact the way we transact business via the internet. Now internet transactions are actually taxable.
You must have clients calling you in a panic. What are you telling them?
I'm telling them that they have 6 months to basically get, you know, they kind of warned them that this was coming down the pipeline and this won't go into effect for about another 6 months. So we have a lot of work to do.
We're speaking with sales tax expert Chanel Davis with Davis, Davis & Harmon LLC based in Dallas. We're talking about the Supreme Court decision on Thursday that's allowing states now to collect more online sales taxes from us shoppers. Who gets hurt the most here, do you think?
I think that it's going to be very challenging for small businesses to comply with this law, because while there's 45 states that have an enumerated sales tax code, there's over 12,000 different taxing jurisdictions. So just because there's 45 states, that may sound small to the average person, but when you break it down to 12,000 different sales tax jurisdictions. That could be different special purpose districts. It could be school districts. Even within a state, there's different counties that charge sales tax, some that don't. Mm. So they have to comply with all the different sales tax laws for all those different counties and local taxing jurisdictions and know what's taxable where and start collecting it and complying immediately. Because if you don't collect, you're actually left holding the bag. Jeez. If you're ever audited, the money that you didn't collect, it doesn't matter. You're still responsible for that sales tax.
Goodness. How about on the consumer side of things?
Well, you know, for consumers, it'll be interesting to see if the behavior of consumers is going to change. I'm sure if you have a family, if you've purchased gifts online for the holiday season, a lot of our consumer behavior has shifted away from brick and mortar stores and has shifted more to online sales. So you see more Cyber Mondays, Black Fridays, real big thing for people to, you know, buy a majority of their goods, especially during the holiday season, via the internet. So this would be the first time, I guess, 6 months out from now, we'll be able to test the theory if people are going to change their behavior, because now there's no benefit for you to purchase anything online. You can shop local now because it's going to be basically equal to purchasing anything on the internet.
This is something that I guess brick and mortar businesses might be cheering.
I think that Best Buy is very happy. Yeah. I don't want to name names, but there's some businesses that's like, okay, now we have an equal playing field. You know, Wayfair and Overstock and Newegg, they were fighting it because, you know, they had very limited physical presence. They may have had physical presence in a few states, but now with this passage of this ruling, they're going to be responsible for all 45 states, just like, you know, any other brick and mortar.
Chanel Davis, sales tax expert with Davis, Davis and Harmon in Dallas. Coming up next, the entrepreneurial industry sprouting up around legalized marijuana. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. With cannabis newly legal in some fashion in most of the country, an entire entrepreneurial and medical industry is growing up around it. Businessstudent.com put together a list of some college courses about the scientific, business, and legal aspects of marijuana. UC Davis has the Physiology of Cannabis course. The class is designed for biology majors with a focus on how cannabis affects a human body. Ohio State offers something called Marijuana Law, Policy, and Reform Seminar. The course tackles the legal landscape, which is complicated. The University of Washington School of Medicine is now teaching medicinal cannabis and chronic pain. This training discusses basic medicinal cannabis education and best practices. The University of Denver rolled out something called Representing the Marijuana Client. Taking a legal view, this course examines the intricacies of handling a marijuana client. Outside the college setting, there are courses from groups called the Grow School, Cannabis Training University, and Oaksterdam University with online and in-person classes. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You could send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.